You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. So a lot of stories we need to get to that we actually didn't get to yesterday because I guess I was talking too much. But some pretty interesting stuff. Like, for example, 9 months after Hurricane Sandy, apparently New Jersey is reporting a baby boom. Pretty, I wonder why. Yeah, power was out. Got President George Bush Sr. has shaved his head in solidarity. With a two-year-old who is the child of one of his Secret Service agents. And the child is battling leukemia, so George Bush Sr. has shaved his head to show his support. Still want to talk about the rabies virus that hid in an organ donor and talk about that. And then looks like statin use, the cholesterol medications, are back in the news today, where it may actually reduce Parkinson's risk. All right, so we'll talk about Parkinson's and statins, why statins now. Remember, last week, it was that they caused breast cancer. The week before, they helped prevent breast cancer. Now they reduce Parkinson's risk. So if you're as confused as I am, great. You didn't miss much. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. Now, one study we were about to talk about is the human papillomavirus causing now esophageal cancer. Now, the human papillomavirus can cause cervical cancer, penile cancer, rectal cancer, etc. Esophageal cancer, the esophagus, the feeding tube, basically, the tube that connects the mouth to the stomach, that could be a very, very dangerous type of cancer as well, because many people feel that any sort of esophageal symptoms and confuse them to be heartburn. And esophageal cancer can actually sneak up on a lot of us. So when you hear that something such as this, the HPV virus causing esophageal cancer, you're like, are you serious, really? So last show, what we did is we reviewed the whole GI anatomy, okay? All right, from stomach to anus. If you need that reviewed, go to my first hour podcast of the Dr. Dahlia Show. That's always fun to kind of review some anatomy. But now let's talk about esophageal cancer. Esophageal cancer is some scary, scary stuff. Esophageal cancer occurs most of the time from what we believed as the acid changes the lining of the esophagus to the point where it loses its defense mechanisms and the acid causes it to later change and then it decides to go rogue. Some of you have heard of the term Barrett's esophagus, where the acid over a period of time changes the lining of the esophagus to a different type of form. We call it Barrett's esophagus, and that could be a precursor to esophageal cancer. Well, now with this new study published in the Journal Plus One, it said in addition to all the other types of cancers associated with it, people who had HPV virus had a threefold increased risk of developing esophageal cancer. So is HPV particularly causing the cancer, or do people that get HPV in their mouths, all right, are they more inclined to do other types of activities that could put you at risk for esophageal cancer, such as drinking alcohol, such as smoking? All right. Things that increase reflux can cause the acid that goes up from the stomach into the esophagus. Remember, the esophagus is built for that. Can change to Barrett's esophagus, can cause esophageal cancer. So alcohol, smoking, caffeine, overeating, etc. These types of things could put you more at risk for reflux, more acid. So when you hear this study going, well, wait a second, you see a threefold increased risk of esophageal cancer with HPV. Is it not the acid? Is it more the HPV? Is it, no, it's still the acid, but people that, you know, it coincidentally get HPV in their mouths are also more inclined to drink? I don't know. I've been married for 17 years. I really am not up on the most recent type of sexual acts that people do. Okay, sorry. All right, that was in a different time. Right, I was much younger then. Not sure what people do nowadays. But if we have HPV, getting all the way down into the esophagus. My guess is you people out there are doing some pretty freaky stuff. Right? I don't know. Does HPV crawl? Well, yeah, I think it does move. I mean, you know, with cervical cancer, the HPV doesn't have to crawl far. With sex, the cervix is right there. But then the cervical cancer can spread. With throat cancer, I think we all figured out how that happens. All right? Where the HPV doesn't really have to travel far to attach onto the throat. But when we're talking esophagus, I don't think HPV crawls that far. Which means there would have to be an actual swallowing of the HPV to get into the esophagus. That's how I look at it, because I don't think HPV crawls. There's just too far for it to go, right? And, that could be interesting. Upper esophageal cancer versus lower. Most esophageal cancers will be lower because of the acid. And let's say HPV causes upper esophageal cancers. That could make some sense. Because I got to tell you, think about it. If the HPV virus, let's say, crawls to the point to make the esophageal cancer, why would it skip the top area and go down to the lower? Unless it just infects the whole area and the upper part of the esophagus is built differently than the lower. I don't think so. The main difference with the lower esophagus and the upper is you got that lower esophageal sphincter connecting the esophagus to the stomach, and you have more acid injury down there. So that's just kind of interesting. All right. Just kind of chew on that one. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, they do think that the Gardasil vaccines will protect or, you know, may have some protection, not only against the cervical cancer that we were using them for, but also the throat cancer and hopefully the HPV cancer of the esophagus. Now, many of my patients are not vaccinating their boys against HPV. An 11-year-old boy, they're like, what are you talking about? They're not going to get HPV. They're boys. They're not going to get cervical cancer. Well, but men get throat cancer. And if a third of the throat cancer cases are HPV related, right, they better tell us soon if this Gardasil can protect for sure. And I think all guys should then get, you know, this done. Unless, of course, you're not doing all the freaky stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? You carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so it looks like New Jersey hospitals are bracing for a baby boom because of Superstorm Sandy that happened 9 months prior. They expect a huge spike in births this month, all right, as a result of the blackouts, the inability for people to go to work, had to kind of stay home, keep warm. They say it was a crazy time, according to Dr. Stephen Morgan, who practices obstetrics and gynecology at Jersey Shore University Medical Center in Neptune. A lot of people were home. A lot of people, he says, didn't have TV. And obviously, a lot of reproduction was happening. They say Monmouth Medical Center in Long Branch is on track to deliver about 500 babies this month, up from 371 delivered at the same time last year. Ooh, Jersey Shore Medical Center expects about 200 births this month, up from 160 in July 2012. Both hospitals said they were bringing in the extra staff to cope with the baby boom. Remember, Hurricane Sandy slammed into the area on October 29th. It caused more than 200 deaths, $50 billion in damage along the East Coast, and that number is still rising. Many, not the death, but the cost. Many Jersey communities were obviously without power for long periods of time. And, gosh, I remember there was this huge blackout decades ago. I believe it happened in New York, and they had found that 9 months later, there was a baby boom because people were indoors and there wasn't anything else to entertain them. And so they stayed indoors and people need to be entertained. Huge baby booms. They said there is something about the heightened arousal, that that sense of emergency and danger, that does seem to cause people to form this physical connection. See, you would think that if there was, I understand everybody always, you know, like in the movies, oh, we're going to die, so let's have sex. So they have sex because they think they're going to die. I don't know that. I mean, if I really thought there was danger, I don't think I would be stopping to do the hibbity-dibbity. I think I would be always calculating how to survive or how to, you know, but I get that. You know, if you aren't evacuating and, you know, you're like, okay, we're just going to board up in the house and we're just going to sit tight for the next 2-3 days. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. All right. So interesting stuff. Baby boom. We are going to be seen within the next month at hospitals. We'll keep you posted on that. That's kind of interesting. Another story that has kind of really concerned us in the medical community, as well as many of you, is this Maryland man who died from rabies after receiving a kidney from an infected donor. He is the 8th known victim of rabies-tainted solid organ transplants. Now, his name and age have not been released, but he did develop brain inflammation known as encephalitis in February, 17 months after the transplant. He died 26 days later. Now, rabies is a virus that does affect the nervous system, okay? The disease is usually fatal, right? Unless you're able to get the not the antibodies, but the antibodies to protect from the rabies from your nervous system falling prey to the virus, if the antibodies could block it. Now, when rabies is talked about, or when it's kind of glorified in cartoons, right? People remember a dog that would be very mad, angry, and foaming at the mouth. Okay, that's how you tell a rabid dog. Well, the reason why a rabid dog does that is rabies makes you salivate excessively, whether you're a dog or a human. It also, since it goes up to the brain, it causes headache. It causes agitation. It causes anxiety. It causes confusion. It can also cause fever, later insomnia, partial paralysis, and even death. So an animal acting funny, we assume, has rabies, even if they're not salivating, because it infected the brain. Okay? Now, many different animals can transmit the rabies virus. Dogs, cats, cows, ferrets, goats, horses, rabbits. Mayo Clinic also reminds us bats, beavers, coyotes, foxes, monkeys, raccoons, skunks, and woodchucks. How much would woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Right. Exactly. All right. And what increases your risk at rabies? Well, if you kind of get bit by a wild animal, if you travel or are living in developed countries where rabies is more common, if you work with the rabies virus in the lab, if that's your job, you may want to switch careers. Let's say you're more immunosusceptible, you know, you get bit, much easier for that virus to take. So your job, if you ever get bit, is to know who bit you, what bit you, okay? Describe the animal's behavior before it bit you. If you provoked the animal and it got mad, that's one thing. But if you were doing nothing and that animal just came out salivating and running at you and just starts, you know, that I would assume it's a rabid dog. Now, you got this immunoglobulin that's the, it's a shot that's supposed to hopefully block that virus from infecting you. There's also vaccines that you could get to teach your body how to identify virus. So if you do work with wolves or if you do work with animals that could be rabid, hopefully you have some sort of protection. Some hospitals do carry the rabies immune globulin. So how did this person die if there was vaccines out, etc.? Well, again, he didn't know. He got a transplant. The organ donor was brain dead from what the doctors had thought was ciguatera, which is a food poisoning caused by contaminated fish. All right. Nobody realized that he had been bitten by two raccoons. Okay. That just didn't seem to be a part. They didn't think it had anything to do with it. Maybe the history was never obtained, but it turned out he had been recently bitten by two raccoons. And, of course, raccoons could be, are in that group of animals that could be rabid. And I guess that had gone unreported until after the transplant was done, after the organ organ donor had his organs removed and transplanted. All right? So the donor, they say, had fallen ill after a fishing trip. He had nausea, tingling in his arms and legs. These are signs of both the food food poisoning from the fish and rabies. Brain scans taken before his death did not show encephalitis. Now, encephalitis is the infection that ensues and the inflammation around the brain of the linings and the brain infection. Rabies causes brain infections. That's how it kills you. So because the CT or the brain scan didn't show that, they didn't think it was rabies. So, and they didn't think there was an infectious disease. So they scan the brain. They test these organs for hepatitis and HIV, etc. All right. Now, his heart, liver, and kidneys were transplanted to four people, one kidney each to one person. An autopsy independent of the organ procurement found that maybe the ciguatera was unlikely, right, and that maybe there was a death or a reason for death that was different than the food poisoning. A year and a half later, after the death of a kidney transplant, postmortem testing of the kidney and brain tissue from the donor revealed the same strain of raccoon rabies. So we don't know what happened. We don't know, if anybody got fired over this, etc. But this is some scary stuff. Now, regular rabies, how many people does it kill? Well, according to ABC News, maybe two Americans per year. So it's small. But they say thousands may be exposed. It's just, for it to get from bite to people, to them not getting the immunoglobulin to dying. You know, I think we're pretty well educated on what to do if we get bit by an organ or bit by a rabid animal. Now, they say the three people who did receive the heart, liver, and other kidney were given treatment, and they do remain symptom-free. So far, so good, they're okay. But one person has died. Again, we don't know his name or age as a result of this. But, when you look at this, you're like, damn. Already organs are far and few between. And to think that you could get an organ that could kill you 17 months later is scary, especially from rabies. Can rabies lay dormant? Absolutely. Viruses have been known to lay dormant. Absolutely. Herpes virus does. HIV virus does. Hepatitis virus does. Bacteria, less likely to be dormant. Bacteria usually want to replicate and grow. Viruses can kind of lay low. A lot easier than bacteria. A lot easier. Now, don't get that confused with the speed of an infection. Many times during flu season, people are confused, well, am I sick with the bacteria or is it viral? Viral infections, when they come out rapidly. Just like your herpes outbreaks. If you get a herpes outbreak, zoom. It comes out, boom, like all of a sudden, shingles. You kind of have some issues and then boom. All of a sudden you have the lesions. And so the viral demonstration, the show of symptoms or the display of symptoms may come on quick, but then it could quiesce and hide. Look at the chickenpox virus. You get sick with chickenpox, the virus decides to camp out in a nerve. So pretty scary stuff. So hopefully they're testing for rabies now with these organs as well. Whew, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Dr. Dolly here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more, we have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it. And they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SQUATTYPOTTY store.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is kind of interesting. There was an article out where Andrew Dixon, who's a personal trainer, showed how some of these images are made where you see a before and after. Right? You know how these large companies that show, you know, these weight loss supplements or these, workout, these workout videos, how they could make men look from having a beer belly to completely stripped or not stripped, ripped, right? It's very, very interesting. I'm going to post this on my Facebook and Twitter. It basically shows how what he did within an hour with one person to make him look, and it's not an exercise regimen, it's what they were able to do in terms of lighting, in terms of positioning, to make him look completely flat-tummied, rippled chest, etc. So, personal trainer Andrew Dixon shows the step-by-step guide under on Mail Online. All right. And he says we use some clever lighting, a quick shave, and a change of shorts. So in the first image, you see him as a personal trainer. He doesn't really look that overweight, but it looks like his tummy is kind of a little, bloated. He's got a hairy chest. He's got, a mustache and a beard, and he looks a little bit unkempt. Okay? He looks like he weighed 185 pounds and 16% body fat. Then what they did is they had him take a picture in these baggy blue shorts, scruffy hair, beard, etc. He was feeling bloated that day. Then what they decided to do was they shaved his head. They shaved his beard, they shaved his chest, and then they changed him to a pair of black shorts that had a more slimming look to it. Then he did several sets of push-ups and chin-ups. We're talking all this within an hour. To tighten his muscles. When it came time to taking the shot, the personal trainer adjusted his bedroom lighting to create more shadows. He sucked in his gut, tightened his abs, and boom, now he looks more ripped. So, it's we all knew that stuff was happening. Like, for example, whenever you look at these Botox pictures or these women that have cosmetic surgery, one picture looks like they hardly have any makeup, their hair is messed up, they're frowning. The next picture, they have them smile, looks like they have a little bit more makeup, a little, hair a little better. And so we know there's a lot of manipulation with this. All right. I just didn't think they could do all this within an hour. I didn't think about shaving the chest, etc. I'm going to post this up there. It's one of those things where, I hate it when the consumer is manipulated. I think a lot of you guys are already pretty savvy on that. But when you see how they made this one guy look from one to the other within an hour, now I've always known people suck in their stomach with these pictures. That I get. Interesting stuff. Shaving the head also. How shaving the head gave you the illusion that, the head makes it also look like, that time had passed, like months had passed. It's a different hairstyle. So that, it's all illusions. I wish I knew more about magic. I love magic tricks. I never get them. I mean, sometimes, like on America's Got Talent, I guess there was a trick that was done and you could actually see the person behind. It really wasn't that a good trick. So when the magician screws up, yeah, you could see it. But most of those tricks, somebody's hiding behind a sheet or shield or something like that. But the tricks I've never been able to figure out is like one guy in America's Got Talent, he has people in the audience or the judges come up with random words. And then all those words are actually written on something in a piece of in a box that's locked up. We had seen David Copperfield, same thing. He asked these random questions of people. I mean, I think he could have probably narrowed down the answer, but still, there could have been hundreds of possibilities. And he gets it right at 100%, right? Knowing what, I mean, it blows your mind. Unless it's some audio activated software. Maybe that's how the musicians do it. There's some like audio activated ink where when you say it, it prints. Pretty cool stuff nonetheless. But I wish I could figure that out. Many of us want to figure out how somebody could live to 112 years, right? And still be smiling. Well, right now we have one of our own as the world's oldest man, a New York man, Saul Justiano Sanchez Blasquez, is, according to the Guinness World Records, the new world's oldest man. He was a former coal miner and musician, and he became the world's oldest male when Japan's Jiro Iman Kimura died June 12th at age 116. I think he lives in Grand Island, New York, 112-year-old self-taught musician, coal miner, Jim Rummy aficionado. Pretty cool stuff. World's oldest man. And then the world's oldest person, however, is a woman. 115 years old, Misao Okawa of Japan. So you look at that. He was born in 1901. He usually 90% of all super centenarians are female. Salustiano is currently the only male born in 1901 with actual proof of birth. You have other people that are older, but they just don't have the proof of birth. I mean, how many of you know where your birth certificate is, huh? Right? He was born June 8th, 1901 in village of El Tejado de Bahar in Spain, and he was known for his talent on the dulzania, which is a double reed wind instrument that he taught himself and played at weddings, etc. At 17, he moved with his brother Pedro to Cuba, and that's where they worked in the cane fields. We could go on about his life, but pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. It just, the one thing that stinks about being named the world's oldest man is sometimes you're the next one like to die, right? You know, they're yeah, I know people are dying every day, but I always get nervous. I'm like, oh, no, don't be bringing up that he's the world's oldest man. Something's going to happen to him. George Bush, I believe he's the oldest living ex-president. I believe he's older than Jimmy Carter. 89-year-old former commander-in-chief has shaved his head to show support for the 2-year-old son of one of the members of a Secret Service detail who is battling leukemia. He looks pretty good. Bald. He's smiling. You know, he looks happy. Bush has made a donation to stpatrickspals.org. You know, the St. Baldrick's celebration that many schools do where kids will shave their heads in support of other kids to help other kids who have to shave their heads and lose their hair for cancer. You know, I wish the hair could be used. You know how people sell human hair? I wish the hair could be donated to be used for the wigs, etc. I'm not sure if St. Baldrick's, if they shave the head and then they get rid of the hair, or if they actually use the hair, but that would be pretty cool if they also use the hair. Either way, it helps kids who don't have their hair feel better about what they're battling. Apparently, Bush and his wife Barbara lost their third child and first daughter, Robin, to leukemia 60 years ago when she was 4. We had a family member die of leukemia as well. Blood cancer, different types of leukemias you can have depending on the blood cell type and how it proliferates. Pretty scary stuff. But luckily, our advancements in medical research and our advancements in treatment have been able to allow many people with leukemia, as long as it's diagnosed quickly, to be able to overcome. So that's pretty cool. So good for George Bush Sr. You know, I got to admit, you know, when the library, the Bush Library was being dedicated, and Bill Clinton was up there speaking, and ex-President George Bush was speaking, you saw that George Bush had to help his father, you know, a little bit. Father did not look confused. George Bush Sr., he looked like he was still with it, looked a little slower. You know, you wonder if some dementia has, you know, kicked in a little bit, but, you know, he's doing very, very well for 89 years old. Keep rocking it, George W. H., George H. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation, or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is an interesting email I have here. Ronald from Chicago writes, Doctor, I'm fat. No other way to put it. I'm fat. I weigh in at 320 pounds and I'm 5 feet 10 inch tall. We talk about obesity all the time, but give us something practical. Give me something practical to start. Where do I start if I'm 320 pounds? Okay, so, I like an email like this because this is practical. You know how easy it is for me to sit here on the radio, right, saying, okay, you got to cut your calories, you got to exercise, you have to exercise at least 3 hours a week, try to get even an hour in a day, eat your vegetables, eat your fish. Next question, let's move on to next story. You're right. I see where you're going. If nobody is being practical. If nobody is really giving you guys some easy ways to ease into it, yeah, I think we all know you got to eat more vegetables, you got to eat more fish, you know, no chicken, you got to exercise, fine. The easiest people, the people having the easiest time are the ones that already work out at a gym, or the ones who are in their 20s. Like when I was in my 20s and I worked out at a gym, and if not, I exercised at home or I ran around the block. It was easy. It was so easy to take care of my weight. So easy. And everybody said, but remember, don't get fat, because once you get fat, it's going to be harder to lose weight. Well, I get pregnant, had my first baby, gained 45 pounds with the pregnancy, even though I exercised the whole time. Boom, lost the weight within a year. Back to myself, feeling good. Maybe I was maybe 5 or 10 pounds more, but still did okay. Got pregnant with the second one, gained 60 pounds, even though I worked out. Gave birth, boom, lost the weight, fine. But then all of a sudden you start to get into your 30s, you get into your 40s, and you don't lose the weight so quickly. Then you start packing on the weight, and all of a sudden, before you know it, like Ronald here, 320 pounds. Where do you even start? Now, psychologically, when you need to lose weight, you need to see something right off the bat. Even though the slower, more methodical weight loss sticks, you have the psychology to battle. And if somebody doesn't think something's working, they're going to give up and quit. Which is why places like Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig's or these pills, these fat burners you get over the counter, etc., promise instant results. Because that's what people want. All right? It's very logical for us to, it's extremely logical for us to start something and want to see results. Because if not, we'll be like, wait a second, we need to change gears. We need to go down the wrong path. This isn't working. So some of you have also asked, well, then, Dahlia, how long do I wait with the diet until I realize it's not working? Well, sometimes you could be in a metabolism plateau for months. We talked about how a lot of us will lose weight quickly, right? We'll start watching what we eat. We'll start exercising. We talk about it being water at weight. Yeah, we probably dehydrate ourselves a little bit, which we shouldn't. But this quote-unquote water weight, it's not so much all water, but basically people dehydrate themselves because they eat less, and water is also in food. They exercise more, so they lose water. And so you'll see some instant results, and all of a sudden you won't see nothing happen. Nothing's going to happen. And then your body, the reason why that's happening is because your body needs to reset itself. We talked about how everything is mathematics. Everything is a calculation in the body. So let's say you have a stomach bug, and we've talked about this. Let's say you have diarrhea, you're throwing up. So you get the stomach bug, you throw up, you have diarrhea, you've lost 5 pounds, right? Then you start feeling better. And you look at yourself in the mirror, you go, this is great. I lost 5 pounds. If I could only just keep this 5 pounds off. Well, before you even finish saying that, your weight is already back up to the way it was before you got sick. And you're like, what the hell happened? Well, because it's easier for your body to go back to its set point weight by slowing down metabolism and holding on to the extra calories than to reset all its clocks and all its mathematical computations for you to be 5 pounds lower. So the reason why you need those plateaus is because that's your body's way of resetting itself. So anytime somebody loses 10, 20 pounds and they go, then I was stuck. I wasn't losing anymore. I was stuck at that 20 pounds. You could be at a plateau for 6 months. All right? Don't quit. The big mistake people make is they quit. So so then you gain the weight back, and all you needed to do was write out the plateau. Your body needed to reset the hypothalamus, thyroid hormone, sugar production, insulin, etc. And then when your body gets used to, wait a second, this is the way things are going to be, you reset yourself. But like I said, it could even take up to months. You could be in a plateau for 6 months. But while you're in that plateau, you keep exercising. You keep toning. You may notice that you get more toned. All right? Keeping the exercise up is something that you're going to have to then psychologically maintain. And in order to feel better about yourself, then look at the muscle toning. Maybe do body fat measurements. Maybe do measurements where you measure your thigh to see if it goes down a little bit. But you cannot use the scale daily as your source of is something working. You have to use something else because otherwise you're going to quit. So let's say you're like Ronald, you're 320 pounds. Where do you even start? All right. Well, maybe if you've failed diets before because you don't like them, then I would say if you want to start baby steps, okay, let's switch gears. Rather than trying to lose weight really quickly and do some drastic yo-yoing, why don't we do baby steps? Look at everything you have in your diet, okay, and find an average calorie amount, all right? And then every day you have to drop something. Stop something. So let's say you always have two or three cookies as part of a snack. All right, you can still have the cookies, but you can only have one cookie. All right, let's see what that happens. And then maybe instead of sodas, you got to switch to water. Oh, Dr. Dye, I can't stop soda all day long. Look at the fine. One of your soda meals has to be switched to water. Baby steps. Okay, well, if you can handle that, then the next week, maybe two of your sodas switch to water. Maybe instead of a hamburger, you have to eat a salad once a week for dinner and do these baby steps. Now, these baby steps, yeah, that may take a long time, but I think it will stick. Remember, if you are going to bust, I don't know, a hip trying to bust a bolt, trying to lose weight, don't you want all that work you're doing to stick? I can't stand it when I see people starve themselves or they'll do Atkins or they'll take diet pills or HCG and then they lose all this weight just to gain it all back because it obviously wasn't something they could do long term. So then you need to figure out how to do something long term. If after 4 weeks you're used to having a salad for dinner and you have never eaten salad your whole life for dinner, you're doing pretty good. And you know what? Maybe you'll be able to move up to 2 salads a week for dinner. With some grilled chicken, make yourself a nice Caesar salad bowl with a little bit of dressing, etc. All right? And then maybe you'll be able to do salad for 3 meals a week. Slowly move that in. Burgers. Maybe switch it to chicken burgers or turkey burgers. Exercise. If you don't think you could just go from 0 to 90 by going to the gym, fine. Well, then what I want you to do is do 5 minutes of exercise a day. 5 minutes is all you have to do. All right, if you can handle that, then your favorite show, let's say Gold Rush or, I don't know, a show that has commercials, let's say. I don't know, pick a show that you like that has commercials. MasterChef. Let's say you like watching MasterChef, which, by the way, make sure you eat something before you see MasterChef because it always makes you hungry. Then what you have to do is commercial time is you have to exercise, okay? Whether it's jogging in place, whether it's doing arm stretches, whether it's doing hip rolls, whether it's hula hooping, whether it's going up and down a step on commercial. Then, boom, commercial over, you could sit back down on the couch. Well, if you time all that exercise you've done for each commercial, you could easily have racked up 20 minutes. So, baby steps, I would say. And I think Weight Watchers is phenomenal because it's one of the easiest diets to work through. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Sally.
Take me down.
Take me down.
You gotta take me down.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.